and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's Christmas in January as we eagerly await Stanton Murphy as he slides down the chimney of disappointment only on the Todd and Mike Show.
Oh, speaking of which, get some Christmas music ready. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Todd and Mike Show. New episode on this Monday, January 28th.
Right.
Phone numbers, you just heard them from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home studios, WJFK. That's where we are today, 202-432-1067. And from New York, on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Here he is, a backup quarterback to Kurt Warner. Guy never sees any action at all.
Not at all.
Number zero in your program.
That's double zero, Don.
You see him on the sidelines. There he is, Buzz Gurdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Big Jack, action-packed jam, full of junk show today.
Wow.
Guests, we'll have winners of contests.
What's going on?
I got a weekend recap to tell you about. We got the NFL playoffs to talk about. Damned exciting game.
Damn.
But really, we've got to start with the
Christmas music.
On the way.
On the way. That little challenge on Friday's episode.
Okay, is he even here? Or is his stuff here?
One of them is here.
Ah, oh, goodness, I like that suspense.
Let me just say, one of them is here. Here is the deal. You know, today on the show we're going to be selecting the five finalists for the Las Vegas Style Show at your home this Saturday night, Super Bowl Saturday. We're going somewhere in America to do a live Las Vegas Style Show from somebody's house. And that includes all of the hangers-on. That includes Dennis, Tom, Homo Joe,
the entourage,
Mr. 40, Grady Smoke,
Howard Olasi,
Cheryl, the Big Dyke, everybody. However, now here's the deal. We've had a relationship with major effing star Dennis Murphy for, hell, over 13 years. Dennis has been associated with the show
right. In
some way or another.
It is a relationship where we have given and given and given.
And we never ask for anything in return except...
No, we don't, Don.
Except Christmas gifts.
That's about it.
That's all we ask.
And an occasional, you know, report on some of the exotic places he's going to.
Yeah, some of the old broads that he's banging off the internet and stuff
exactly.
Like that. But
that's all.
And the gifts that we're looking for Dennis, I know I speak for everyone. Nothing extravagant, nothing expensive, nothing exotic.
No, but simply, I mean, you know, nice.
Simply something that says, hey, you know what? Here you go, guys. It's my gift to you, being as you give me, Dennis Murphy, the gift year-round.
And I should go one step further to say that we did not instigate this policy.
Oh,
this
no.
was begun by Dennis Murphy himself. He started the tradition when, right around the holidays, I think perhaps even, dare I say, before Christmas.
Oh, no. No, you're right. It started before Christmas.
Dennis dropped off gifts and wanted to come in and make a big presentation.
He would dress like Santa Claus.
And, of course, as soon as you do that, you set the precedent.
Yes, he did.
So, he would come in and we would have a nice time. He'd come in a Santa suit and give us the gifts. And, frankly, sometimes we would accept them. Sometimes we would return them to the store. But sometimes they were marvelous. I remember years and years ago, a golf shirt that he gave me, which was absolutely top shelf.
And I know Buzz always looked forward to the sweater.
The sweaters, and I got a nice clock from him one year.
But anyway, the last couple of years, Dennis has been worse and worse about this. Last year, the Christmas gifts did not arrive until March.
Right.
So we got him on the phone Friday.
And they were hustled in from the local mall where he had been an hour earlier.
Yeah,
so,
in shopping bags
and on racks.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got the Las Vegas style show in someone's home on Saturday night. And, well, we laid down the law to Dennis. Sometimes we got to do that with him. We said, frankly, you got to show up Monday with the gifts
right. Or...
you can forget coming to the Las Vegas Style Show at a listener's home. And he originally started with his line of, I can't do it, I'm too
right. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we explained to him, well, you don't have to be here if you have to be at work.
Right.
You can go out over the weekend, purchase the gifts, and leave them at the front desk here in the morning on your way into work, or perhaps even on Sunday.
And then moments later, Dennis's arch-rival, Tom Gavin, called in.
The Lex Luthor of the relationship.
And Tom called and said that he would like to bring gifts down. And at that point, the challenge was thrown out.
He explained also that his schedule was clear.
Whichever one
Great.
Whichever one of these two longtime friends of this show
and longtime rivals
showed up first with Christmas gifts on today's show.
Right.
Today, on January 28th, more than a month past Christmas, that would be the one who we invite to come to the listener's home with us for the Las Vegas Style Show.
That's it.
And I am telling you that we have a winner already.
How exciting is this?
Would you please, I don't want to give anything away, but wheel him in here, please.
Bring in Santa.
Bring in the secret Santa.
The new Santa who will be enjoying his time with us at the Las Vegas Style Show Saturday night.
As they do on Miss America, would you like to hear a message from our second place contestant?
I would love to.
All right, let me dial it up.
Okay, hold on. Before you bring the winner in, let's hear what the second place contestant has to say.
Well, that'll certainly reveal the winner, I suppose. Since there are only two.
Outstanding.
The bitter rival.
Hold on. Tell the winner not to come in yet.
Tell the winner not to come in yet.
Well, secret's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wheeling in would also
There's
be...
There's a monster in the hallway.
Hold on. Let's hear the message, though, from Dennis first. Rob's pulling it up on the voicemail now.
Any moment now. I'm sure it'll answer.
Oh, we got the worst voicemail at this station.
We got the worst everything at this station.
We got the best manager, Mike.
We do indeed.
We got the best gosh darn manager in the world.
He's got the nicest car.
Okay, you got it? What's the problem? What's the dealio?
Lisa
will do it. Lisa came in this morning and incidentally announced to us she's late. Oh, you interpret that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, any way you wish.
Of the following week.
In February.
This is a new call. My work number is 301.
Okay. All right. Write that down.
You know, it's funny.
Didn't we make it indelibly clear that he didn't have to be here?
Yes.
That all he had to do is go out on the weekend, get the gifts, and leave a package here.
But I think it's nice that he said he'd love to come in next week.
He'd love to. Well, you know, he loves our listeners.
He does love the listeners.
He does indeed. Well, you know, that whole sick in bed with the flu routine isn't going to fly.
No.
I mean, that's just not going to fly.
Inventory, I don't know. Who does inventory where you can't take an hour out of your schedule?
An hour.
I mean, can't he count sofas later?
Just to fly by the mall. Let's welcome now in this battle of the Titans. Not since they had Superman and Batman fight it out has there been a fight of this magnitude.
Hey, Santa!
Here comes
Hey, Winter. Santa, get excited!
Here comes...
Get excited! Get excited!
Here comes your monster.
Yeah! Yeah!
Tom.
Yeah!
Gavin.
Yeah!
Not now, Mike.
Yeah!
Hi there, you
Not
monster.
Now, Mike.
What the hell does that mean? What do you mean?
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm the second Charlie.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Hi. Hey, Tom.
Hey,
you monster. Roar.
Roar.
Who did you defeat today?
Dennis Murphy.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
What does that mean?
Thumbs down. Down the hole.
How does it feel to be the number one star on the Don and Mike show now?
Yes.
Replacing Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
You suck, Dennis.
What does Dennis suck? Don't say the word. Just use the initial.
He sucks F.
He sucks F.
I like it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Tom,
yes?
I see that you have not only your cane, but you have a...
I got some presents for you all.
A shopping...
Wow, Tom.
Some type.
Yeah.
So, Tom, did you spend the better part of the weekend trying to think about what we'd like for presents?
Yes.
See?
Nice.
He was thinking about us, Don, unlike Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this in the New England Patriots dressing room yesterday.
No.
When the game, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, let's cough up that lung button. So what would you like to say before you present the gifts? You're the winner. What would you like to say to Dennis, who will not be joining us at the Las Vegas Style Show on Saturday night?
You want a paper towel? Your head's sweating.
No, I like it like that because it's
cool.
It glistens.
Yes.
And...
What would you like to say, a sexy, damn sexy, what would you like to say to Dennis, who will not be joining us at the Las Vegas Style Show?
Hey, Dennis, I'm sorry you missed out. I'm the number one person.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to the Las Vegas Style Show at the house.
Right. There you go.
Right.
And if anybody's out there, could call and ask me questions.
Let's not do that yet.
Let's don't do that yet.
Let's get the gifts.
All right, Tom,
paper towel for your head?
Yes, please.
Yeah,
you know, and again, whatever Tom got for us does not matter. It's the thought that counts.
Absolutely.
Sure. My question is, Tom,
I have a feeling we're all going to be very pleased.
Tom, did you select these gifts yourself?
Yes.
Or did you have help?
Nope.
He got him. He's reaching into his bag.
He made the selections on his own.
Is that your own cart, Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice cart. Now, who gets their gifts first?
It looks like you do, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Nylon tip, just like the ones I use, you remember.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Look at these drumsticks, everybody.
Yeah, monster.
Look at that.
What a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, you freaking
very
monster.
Thoughtful. That's a terrific gift. And you brought some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What'd you get? What's in here?
What is it? What's that? Oh, drumsticks.
More drumsticks.
He brought drumsticks.
That's funny.
Actual. There you go.
Actual KFC.
When did you buy the KFC, Tom? When did you get that? When did you buy that? What time of day? Today, did you get those?
This morning.
Oh, they're fresh, then.
Fresh drumsticks. So he brought you drumsticks and drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're brave, Mike. Now you're eating the drumsticks.
Yeah.
Drumsticks that have been brought in by Tom Gavin.
This tastes like butt.
Yeah. This Christmas, give the gift of Tomei.
But it's the thought that counts.
All right, already. Look at that. He's a step ahead of Dennis. He brought you drumsticks and
Robert,
drumsticks.
Robert, could I have a paper towel, too, please?
I'm going to throw up.
No.
Very thoughtful gift.
All right, look at this. All right, Tommy.
And I like Joe to come in. I got him a present, too.
All right.
Even something for Joe.
Joe's on the phone right now. Let's go past Joe.
We'll come back to Joe, Tom. Who's next?
I like these sticks, though.
Oh, wow. Did you buy those yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Yes?
He's got your gift.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead, show it to him.
Look at that. Cigars.
Look at that. Tom, Gavin, for goodness sakes.
The kind you wanted.
The kind you wanted, Don.
I will give him credit. They are a Turo Fuente 858.
He got you good stuff. Tom.
Very nice.
Tom, I thank you. Tom, I seriously thank you.
Way to go, Tom.
I will light one of these babies up during the show today.
These are well thought out
gifts. Oh, boy, look at this. I see what he's got. Who's next, Tom?
Rabe's next.
Rabe, look what he got for you.
Look,
a six-pack of Beck beer. There it is.
Oh,
look at that.
You know what?
Nice job.
You know what?
What?
I had it in my refrigerator all night so they can get cold for you. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Look at that. Look, Dennis Murphy, you could be as thoughtful as Tom.
Look at this.
And I just want to point out for those who know anything about cigars,
mm-hmm.
Tom got me five very, very nice quality Fuente cigars. Tom, have you touched any of this chicken?
No.
Okay. The cigars came in a bag that has a humidification device inside.
Wow. Sophisticated.
Yes. Thank you, Tom.
And can I have Buzz in here?
Yes,
Buzz.
Absolutely.
Come in, Buzz.
Come in, please, Buzz.
Mm. You know, this is great. This is like Christmas in January.
Great.
All right, what do we have for Buzz?
What did you get him?
Oh, look, it's
what did he get you?
It's a pot, to grow some kind of plant in.
That's supposed to be weed.
It's a baggie with some kind of plant material in that's not illegal.
Way to go, Tom.
And some kind of mechanical device.
Look at this. What Tom has done for all of that.
That's you.
It's
a pipe.
Yeah.
A pipe for his pot.
This is a smash hit.
Some weed.
This is a smash hit from Tom Gavin.
Very thoughtful. Again, another gift.
No.
Coach stays in there? Yeah. He's going to show Buzz how to use it now.
Hey, pass that over, Lisa.
And something to grow in.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Look at this. Look at this pipe.
I know.
I know.
Look
at this pipe.
What's this?
Hey, what'd you get Joe, Tom?
Joe's got something.
Did these come from the pharmacy at where you live?
No.
What is it, Joe? This is radio, Joe. Just sort of describe what's going on.
Cool. He got me some guitar picks.
Hey, guitar picks. All right. Thank you, Tommy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Look at this. Tom
Thank
Gavin.
You very much, Tom.
Super fan.
Very useful.
Yeah. What do you get for Lisa?
Where is she at? There's
radio, Tom. Talk about what you're doing.
Yes, I'm opening the bag for Lisa.
Okay.
And look.
What is it, Lisa? What is
I got
DNA.
Chocolate D&Ds.
Oh, chocolate genitals.
Oh, you got Lisa chocolate genitals. Way to go.
Again, a well-thought-out gift.
So wait, also...
You got something else?
Chocolate balls.
Also...
Oh, look, real chocolate candy bars.
That's the lead set, and if
who's that one for?
If Charlie can come down...
Charlie Royal's busy.
Charlie's busy.
I'll pass it on. How about that?
We're going to have an honorary presentation.
Meanwhile, look at Mike back into that drum stack.
I'm hungry.
Look what I got on.
I'm always hungry, Don.
Yeah, you guys, what do you call it?
That's a sex store, Tom.
That's where we got him at.
Did you go to the sex store?
Yes, I did.
Tom Gavin, way to go.
That's where I got him from.
Tom, way to go.
What did we say, Tom? This is the best Christmas ever.
Yes.
Hey, Tom, what's in the other bags? In your shopping cart. It's curiosity. Anything?
Oh.
No? Nope. All right. Well, listen, Tom. What can I say? You're our favorite.
Yes.
Thanks for the drumsticks. I just ate both pieces of chicken.
Thanks
for the cigars.
You're welcome. Can we pick the winner?
No. We're going to do that later. But, Tom, when we go to the home Saturday night, no matter where it is in America, you and you alone are coming with us, not Dennis Murphy.
Am I going to be in the limo with you all?
I don't think we're going to have a limo, Tom.
I don't think so.
I think we all might be going out there, so we'll probably...
We'll figure it out, Tom. It depends where we go.
Tom, who's the root beer for?
Me.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, guys.
A little something for himself.
It's a twist-off. You don't need a bottle opener. You can just twist it off.
Well.
You want me to get that for you? Come on. There you go. Here you go, Tiger. And...
It's open.
There you go.
Strength of 10.
Cheers. Cheers, Tom Gavin. This is the best Christmas ever because of you.
Thank you, Santa Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
Great job.
Make us feel very nice. Thank you, Tommy.
And is anybody out there? Can we get some calls so we can take...
No. We got to move on with the show, Tom.
Oh, you got to mean
Rick brings in all these nice gifts. He can't take any calls.
No, we got to go. But, Tom, thank you for the gifts.
Yes.
And we will see you Saturday night. And and if you would like to...
Will I get a letter?
Talk to Lisa after we pick the winner, and she'll tell you.
Can I stay in the lobby and wait?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Stay in the lobby and wait. Yeah.
Why not?
Is Ken here?
I believe he is. I think he is.
Hey, is there a way that someone could show Tom up to Ken's office?
Joe might want to do that.
Yeah.
Joe,
can you show Tom up to Ken's office?
I'd be more than happy to.
Come on. Listen, hold on.
Tom,
here's the deal.
Get the jug this bottle of
Hey, Joe, you got a cell?
I'm sorry?
You got a cell phone?
No, I don't.
All right, hold on a second.
Tom, do you want to go up and see Ken Stevens?
Here's the deal. I'd like you to...
Do you think if you go up to see Ken Stevens, you could make a lot of noise?
No. Here's what I want to do. I want Joe to go up,
right,
knock on the door and say that our new representation is here.
our new agent is here.
Yes. Let me see.
Joe, you'll have to dial the hotline. I don't know what the hotline is.
Hey, Tom. Tom, let's practice, okay?
You're going to... You're here somewhere?
You're going to be our new agent.
Put on your...
No. That's a new phone.
Use that. Okay.
Does anybody know the hotline?
Okay.
I'm going to be the new agent.
All right. What you want to say is, Tom and Mike want more money.
Tom and Mike want more money.
You have to really scream it like a...
Tom and Mike want more money!
Here, Joe. Hold on a second.
That's good.
I can just do this. Hold on.
Hey, man. Good job, Tom. Thank you.
What are you looking at? What are you doing?
What?
Don't worry about that.
Game last night.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I knew y'all playing band.
So here we go.
Yeah. Main Street.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Friday night.
I got the line. Here you go.
Oh, good.
Hey, hold on. Tom was giving my band a free plug.
And they'd be playing at Main Street and then...
Annandale Friday night.
You won't be there, right?
Right, good.
Okay. And also they'll be playing at Jack sometime.
Okay.
Joe,
once you get out of the studio, you get better reception. Tom, when you get up to our general manager's office, you really have to make a lot of noise, okay?
Joe, as you take Tom up there,
We want to hear it.
Elevator.
Yeah. What?
Take the elevator.
You can take the elevator. Knock on Ken's door and
thanks,
say
Joe.
That Don and Mike's new representation is here.
Very good.
Thanks for explaining how you were going to get up there, though, Joe.
I'm sorry?
Don't worry about it.
Just go ahead.
He just wanted you to know it was going to take a little longer because they'd have to take the elevator.
I'm just trying to figure out who's got a lower IQ.
Come on, Tom.
They're both gumbrific.
They are. In their own way.
There you go.
There he goes.
Bye, Joe.
Twin sons of different mothers.
Kind of like watching a scene from Midnight Cowboy.
Joe, have you made your way through the double door yet?
We are out in the lobby right now.
Joe, we're going to need you to coach Tom a little bit on when he gets up there. We want a lot of noise, okay?
Sure will. Hey, Tommy, roar for me. Roar.
But it has to be, hi, Ken. Don and Mike want more money.
And really just have him scream and clap his hands and dance and just really make a spectacle.
Okay, when we get up there, yeah. I'm going
to... What happened?
We probably lost him in
the elevator, I bet. Think they'll come back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
You hope.
Does Joe know how to use a cell phone?
I had to dial his phone.
There it goes, because... That would be why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Lisa, could you please bring me the number of that cell phone?
Joe's, it would be a safe bet that he's still talking into it.
Hey, Lisa, do you got that number around anywhere? Lisa, who incidentally, for the record, was simply late for work.
Oh, late for work.
Oh, I forgot some things. I had to go home.
No pregnancy involved at all.
None
that you're aware of.
None whatsoever.
Oh, none whatsoever. Okay.
I'll let you know, though. You'll be the first to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bring PCS.
Well, maybe this is him calling back. Joe?
Hello?
Joe?
No, not Joe.
Well, hold on
a second.
Don, what's
up, Mike?
Hi, hold on.
Hey, we're in the middle of doing something here.
Hold on a second, please. Dumbass.
All right, you think?
Joe's staring at the phone quizzically right now.
Screaming at it.
You have reached PCS voicemail box.
Okay, well, now... Huh?
Well, this is interesting.
Someone's got to go back upstairs and tell Joe to call us.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Or somebody's got to walk up about an inch from his face and tell him that.
Or simply to answer the telephone.
Right. Now, the station is piped through the monitoring system here in the building, but...
Well, if he gets up on the third floor, though, I don't think it's...
Second floor. Technically, you could count the garage third floor.
Yeah, but
I never do.
But I do.
Because it's not a floor.
Because it makes the building sound bigger. All right, here is Joe. Hi,
hey,
Joe.
Guys.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right.
I went wrong. Here we go.
So you're at Ken's office?
Yeah, we are. I think the elevator knocked us off or something.
Is Ken's door open or closed?
It is closed.
All right. Knock on the door, please.
Okay.
Let me hear that.
And then have you coached Tom to be very loud and obnoxious?
Remember, be very loud and obnoxious and tell him that Don and Mike want more money. Okay?
All right. Knock on the door. Say, Ken?
It's locked.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. Say, Ken, are you there?
Hi, guys. Hey, Steve Goldstein's here.
Okay. Tell Tom to turn it on.
With the Don and Mike show.
Say it. Our new representation.
I'd like you to meet Don and Mike's new representation. Come on in, Tommy.
Tommy, nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Is there a new agent?
Yes.
I like him better than the old agent already.
He's not saying anything.
Tell him, Tom. Tell him. I want Don and Mike need more money!
More, though.
Joe?
Come on, Roy, Tom. Say it again. Tell him he wants more money. More money, money.
Now, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Sure, Joe. Sounds just like Donald.
All right, yes. Joe, here's what you do now. Joe, now, leave Tom in there, shut the door.
And leave the phone in there.
No.
You don't want to leave the phone in there?
No, just leave Tom in there and shut the door. Let them figure out what to do. Just get the hell out of
there. Is there a chair for Tom in there? Joe?
Yeah, he's sitting down. You stay
okay,
here.
Okay, good. Very good.
All right, go ahead. Shut the door and jump on back down.
Ken's saying, no. Take him with you.
Yeah.
Did you shut the door?
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Take the stairs back down.
Okay.
Let the negotiating begin.
Wait, they're throwing him out. No, stay in there, Tommy.
Fight it, Tom. Fight it.
Joe, is there some way that you could get Tom back into the office and then secure the door from the outside?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, bingo.
Hang on, let me
lock Ken in the office with Tom.
Now, I know the door opens from the inside, but I'm thinking that...
If he pulls on the knob...
If he actually secured the door to maybe, like,
Miss Bobby's door with a piece of twine or something.
Maybe you could wedge the card in there.
When I knock on the door and they open it, you get in there.
Run, Tom.
How did they get him out?
Hold on.
How did they get him out of the office?
Maybe the chair was on wheels.
They're not opening.
Huh.
You're yelling at us.
Joe?
Yes?
All right, you can come back downstairs, but tell Tom to just keep pounding on the door saying, let me in.
Okay. I got a chair for him right here, too.
Joe?
Right.
Joe, try to focus on what
he
just told you.
You know what? That's right, though. Let him sit in front of Ken's office.
Pounding on the door saying, let me in. At the top of his lungs.
I want you to take your cane, and I want you to knock on the door constantly. Oh, good.
What the fuck is this? Oh, Tom. Did I hear?
Come on, Tom. Get in here. Come on, let's go.
Did I hear the F word?
Go, Tom. Come on.
Well, what was that? I didn't hear.
Did I hear effing bit?
Can I talk to you for a minute? Hold on, guys.
Ken,
come on, Tommy, get in.
The stick.
Go. Come on, Ken.
The effing stick.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
God, Joe.
All right, he's in.
All right, good.
Door's closed, and I'm sitting here holding it.
Okay, good. All right, good. Now.
Good, this is
now,
good.
Well, I'll say this is Super Joe. He is a strong man.
Yes, he is.
Let's wait until they try to open the door.
Hey, Joe, is there any way you could put the phone up to the door so we could hear what's going in on the other side of the door?
You could call his extension. Okay, they're trying to open the door.
All right. You hold it now. Hold it. Hold it real tight.
All right, they're trying to open the door.
Ken will never be strong enough to open the
Steve
door.
Steve Goldstein's in there, too.
Well, still.
Steve's not strong either.
Steve Goldstein's terrified, by the way.
Right now it's like Montgomery Burns and Smithers on the other side of the door trying to open it up.
The only thing I would ask is if Tom asked Steve Goldstein for a hug. That would have been special.
I think we've done enough already.
Never.
You should call Ken's extension and see how he's doing.
No. I like it playing out like this. I like just Ken in the office with okay. Steve Goldstein.
What do you hear there, Joe?
Not much.
Are they still trying to open the door?
The door is... No, there's no pull on the door right now.
I donn't hear anything. He's just in there with a... Oh, they're weeping.
You really want that door to open? Someone should tell them there's a dollar in the hall. Hey, there's a dollar in the hallway.
Strength of 40 men.
Door open that door. We're going to be ripped off the hinges.
Take Joe's arm clean off.
So we can only imagine what's going on in there. As
right.
Ken's trying to conduct business with Tom Gavin. Now, was it just Ken and sales guy Steve Goldstein in there, Joe?
Yes.
And now there doesn't seem to be any activity.
I don't hear anything.
That's because the oxygen is slowly being sucked out of the room.
Imagine. Just imagine.
I can hear the radio on in there.
Oh, they're listening to the radio?
I think so.
Hey, Tom, if you can hear me, roar. Roar like a monster, Tom.
We'll have to wait 16 seconds.
Right.
Louder than you ever have in your life, Tom.
Scream at the top of your lungs, Tom,
so you can be heard through the heavy metal door in Ken's office.
And hug Steve Goldstein.
Kiss his nose.
Try to jump on him.
Kiss his forehead.
Oh. That's the delay now.
Maybe they turned the radio off. Maybe they killed him.
Or the other way around.
Maybe he's killed them.
Trying the door again.
They're trying the door?
Yeah.
Don't let him open it.
No such.
No such.
Wasn't a joke.
No such.
No such.
No such, Mom.
No such, Mom. No shoes, no shirt. No dies.
Hey, Joe?
Hey, Joe? Where'd you get this jacket?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Is there a way you could press your mouth up against the door so Tom could hear you?
Sure.
Do that and ask Tom to take his shirt off.
Tommy! Take off your shirt and run. I got the phone call.
That'll keep busy.
Take off your shirt.
We've seen him do that before.
Nothing more horrible.
No, nothing.
Oh, God.
Did he hear you, Joe?
Tommy! Take off your shirt and run.
It's a roar. We can only imagine what the shirt is like.
Now, yell at Ken that you asked for Dynamite want more money.
Tell him to take his shirt off again.
Take your shirt off, Tommy.
said it's off.
He said it's off.
He took his shirt off.
Perfect.
Keep running, Tommy. We're not done yet.
That's all gone.
I need 15,000 more a year, too.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
But he's doing it. I mean, I got to get my message across somehow.
Shut up, Joe.
Need we go further?
No, you know what? Now I
think...
Someone
take his pants off.
No, what I want visual confirmation.
Right.
I want Joe in there
telling
us now that Tom has his shirt on.
Yeah, Joe, just confirm
that
Tom
is... The door's still locked.
Oh, it's still locked? Oh.
Tell them...
You realize I have to breach security if I open the door.
Well, do you have the key?
Charlie's over in his office, I think.
Well, knock on the door and tell Ken that you're willing to take Tom out if you can see that Tom is sitting there without his shirt on.
Okay. Open it up.
Yeah, you can tell us right away, Joe, if Tom has his shirt on. And if it's not off...
The door gets shut again.
And maybe you could tell him to, you know, take your shirt off.
All right, how about this? Just start with the shoes and socks.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay, what's happening, Joe?
No, you have to take your shirt... Why, they all have their shirts on.
Oh, come on. Come on, Joe.
Tommy, take your shirt off. Oh, he gave you some booze.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, I closed the door again.
Yeah, they're having a party.
Ken, get him close. Tell Tom to take his shoes and socks off.
Tommy, take your shoes and socks off. Now they got the door locked so I can poke my head in.
If you've just tuned in,
really make it clear you want him to take his shoes and socks off.
If you've just tuned in, we have...
Tommy, take your shoes and socks off.
Tom Gavin is up in Ken Stevens' office. We've barricaded Tom up in Ken's office, where Tom has been screaming at Ken. He's taking his shirt off, and now he's been instructed to take his shoes and socks off.
Now, Joe, has he taken his shirt off?
No, he's just sitting there. They're sitting there drinking booze.
All right, really firm with him right now, okay, Joe? Open the door and say, Tom, I need you to take your shirt off.
Tommy, there you go. Take off your fanny pack. Go ahead and take your shirt off. Take your hat off.
If you need to call in a card, tell him if he doesn't take his shirt off, he doesn't get to go to the party.
No.
Here we go.
He's a good boy.
All right, it's off.
It's off.
Here's the sound of the door shutting.
Did he take it off, Joe?
Yes, it's off.
It's off.
It's hideous.
Now let me get this. Is he sitting at the chair directly in front of Ken's desk or one of the other chairs?
No, he's right next to Goldstein.
So he's sitting right in front of Ken.
The corner of Ken's desk.
The corner
right
of Ken's
front of
desk.
Him.
That's great.
All right, I think you can wheel him out now.
Yeah, you can take him out.
Ken's learned his lesson.
Say thank you, Mr. Stevens.
All right. Make sure Tom says thank you, Mr. Stevens. Make sure Tom says thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Tommy, please thank Mr. Stevens.
Thanks, Dad.
On a first name basis.
Let's not forget Steve Goldstein,
you're good.
Hey, is his shirt still off, Joe?
He's putting it back on.
No, tell him to give Steve Goldstein a hug before he leaves. Don't call him. Whisper in his ear.
Put your shirt back on?
Yeah. Whisper in his ear. Tell him just to go up and hug Steve Goldstein.
Well, they're too close. Stand up and hug Steve.
Did he hug him?
No, Steve got up and ran away.
I just
closed the door.
Why go see the movie I Am Sam?
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's hiding behind Ken's desk right now.
All right, wheel Tom back down to the lobby, I guess.
Okay. Good job, Tommy. Let's go. Don't forget your booze.
What kind of booze did they give him?
Oh, it looks like brandy or something.
They gave him brandy.
Brandy from Ken's desk drawer.
Is that a good idea?
They gave him brandy.
Brandy!
Sit down. Have a drink, Tom.
Jesus H. Christ.
Brandy.
Brandy!
Brandy for Mr. Gavin. A cognac for Mr. Gavin.
Right now!
All right, so put Tom on the phone for a second.
Okay, hold on. He's getting his cane and stuff.
Okay. Getting his cane.
That's great. So you did take your shirt off, huh, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't want Tom back in the studio, but we can certainly get the...
Imagine how he's sweating right now with all that activity.
Get the download from him on the telephone.
You want to say hi to Charlie and Tom? Let's say hi to Charlie and Miss Bobby.
Oh, no, no, don't wheel him by those offices.
No.
Just put him on the phone, Joe.
Okay, here you go, Tom. You want to talk?
Joe takes direction well.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, what happened when you were in Ken's office?
I took my undershirt off.
I know. But beyond that, I mean, what happened? When you first got in there, when the door was shut, what did Ken say to you?
Still there?
Yeah. What did Ken say to you when you first got in the office?
He said they're having a meeting.
We're talking to Joe now.
And don't do this.
We're having a meeting.
Oh,
don't.
You got
We'll never find out. I mean, you're dealing with two individuals incapable of taking any kind of direction.
We're having a meeting. Don't do this.
Don't do this right now. But he was in Ken's office. He did take his shirt off.
Wonderful.
Wow. That's a weapon we should use more often.
There you go. Happy Monday, everybody. We're having a meeting. Don't do this.
With the door locked. Or Ken Stevens and Steve Goldstein doing in there with the door locked.
Right, door locked and Brandy.
Brandy.
You, ladies and gentlemen, you connect the dots on that one, okay?
Right. Ooh, eye opener.
Clear the lines. I got to call 100.
Brandy and Cranberry use
877-365-3636.
Don't do this. We're having a meeting.
DC 202-432-1067.
Roar.
And from New York, 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now.
This is the dawn of...
Arthur, what are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no, no. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
What about the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? If somebody puts in the Xerox room, I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear?
Hey.
Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll p*** in that good ear.
Nice to have you.
Hey. Hey, Chihuahua.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Yeah, well, what can you say? We know what we're doing here.
We do indeed. We're professionals.
That's right. Talk 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Is this blower activated? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm Blower 100.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, right. Hi. Who?
Hi.
Who's this?
Christina.
Christina, where are you from?
Jersey.
Christina, listen. I'm out of prizes, so I'm just going to have to give you $100.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Enjoy your $100. Thanks for listening, honey.
Thank you.
Hey, okay. Christina, you just won $100.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thanks, honey. Christina, damn it. Hold on just a second, Christina.
Okay.
Have Christina bring me my coffee. Until they come up with some prizes. Hey, you, the Don and Mike Show listener, you're the winner. Isn't that great? We're going to give away cash that... That I'm not sure we have.
All right.
Well, either way, once we give it away, the company's got to pay it. So.
I miss Bobby.
Bobby just happened to walk by.
So we're giving away money now until they come up with some prizes. I know Tammy is working hard on that.
Of course. The best.
Listen, we're going to pick the winner of the Las Vegas style show here in a couple of seconds. If you fax this entry, we have it down to five.
Mm-hmm.
Five potential entries, I think five potential cities. You guys will have an equal vote in where we go. Keep in mind that when we do select the winner, we're going to call the winner off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask the winner to please keep it quiet.
Right.
You guys are not going to find out until next Monday where we went to do the Las Vegas-style show. And here's the reason. Let's say that we go to Buzz's house in Fairfax, Virginia. And
I'm lobbying for that one.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
And
we announce it on the air. We say the winner is Buzz Burbank, and we're going to be at his house on Saturday night.
Right.
Well, the neighbors find out, and they call the cops.
Right.
The cops come out, and even though we're at someone's private home, right. You know,
things get hinky, so...
Exactly.
It's going to be kind of on the down low.
Yeah, we have to play it that way, and that was... well, we were told to play it that way.
So,
good idea.
You know, the five finalists will have a nice prize for all five finalist letters that we read.
Good.
But you guys will have an equal vote on the instant feedback as to where we go to do the Las Vegas-style show next Saturday night. That's coming up today. Is... Mike White still coming in today?
Yeah, he's on his way.
On his way here? Okay, great. Oh, listen. Let me get my my cunny honey on the phone. Very good. So I just have to tell you, really, what a fabulous guy I am.
You don't have to tell anybody in this room.
No. Well, I know that, Mike, and I know that most listeners know I'm a fabulous guy.
That's right. It's true. They have to be reminded occasionally.
But there is one person who on more than one occasion has called me a giant ass, a horse's ass, has called me an a-hole. I've had to delete that out on the show. The one person who pretty much thinks I'm a dick more than anyone, and not even in the nice way, not even in the marital way,
yeah,
is my charming wife. Hi, honey.
But, hi, sweetheart.
But listen to this now. Saturday night. Now, you call me pussy whipped if you will, and I'm sure some of you will, and I'm ready for it. But I want you to know that Saturday night, I went with my wife to an art lecture.
Ooh. Wow.
An art lecture?
My God.
An art lecture.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of jumping into the deep end. I should have had you, you know, I should have worked up to the art lecture.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
An art lecture.
I did not.
Saturday night.
I did not fall asleep.
No. And at the end, he asked questions.
I asked questions.
He raised his hand.
I remained attentive. And even after it was over, I sat and talked with some of the, the next time you take me to one of these goddamn art lectures, really, we should invite like a mortician to come with us, because I'm sure a mortician could do a bang up business.
There were people of all ages.
There were so many old people there,
people waiting to die.
There were people of all ages.
And I would be standing there talking to this old broad who looks like she's just ready to crawl into the coffin. You know, and she's got her old.
There were younger women there, but if you're attracted to the older ladies.
No. It was the women that were coming up and speaking to me, and I'm trying not to be unsociable. You know,
talons instead of hands.
Hard can't help hard that they see a hot young stud there. It's like if I'm somewhere that I saw, you know, a Brad Pitt. That's what they just flocked you, my
hands head. That could catch fish out of a lake.
Hard to tell the difference between her hand and like the piece of cheese that she's holding in her hand.
Yeah,
you know, she's saying to me,
transparent skin.
What do you think about the impressionistic period? A late period, 12. I'm like, you old bag. But I wasn't. I didn't do that.
Did they have food?
They had crappy food.
They had some cheeses and some wine.
Real bad food.
What was the total time commitment? A couple hours.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, no, actually three when you count the driving time.
You know,
but
since then, I have spent more than 2 hours telling all my family and girlfriends how wonderful you are.
Yeah, well, you know, this was the whole thing that I went through with my wife last week. The whole thing with my son turning into a normal kid.
Right.
And boy, did we have... We had some weekend fun with him this weekend. Robin Carey came by on Saturday with lovely Julia. You know, and let me just say, Rob, enjoy her now before she speaks.
She turns on you.
Before she turns on you.
The rare instance when we're trying to actually get her to talk. It was great period. And it was Sunday because I got to see you in your Packers garb.
Yeah, even when the Packers were...
Oh, man. You still maintain that outfit even when the Packers were eliminated.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Noble. So, one of the gifts I got for Christmas was a flat-screen TV. Wonderful. My wife got that for me. And I had the old TV, the old standby, which is still fantastic. So, you know... I said to Rob, you want this TV, right? It's, you know, it's
had to go to a loving home. It couldn't just go anywhere.
That's right.
So,
it's been a friend for several years.
So Rob and Carrie came over, and the deal was they were going to borrow the pickup truck that we have, and we were going to load this thing in. And the pickup truck, keep in mind now, it's my car. It's Frida's car. When Bart's grades are good, and they have been good enough up till this point in his life, he is allowed to drive back and forth to school in this car, which is our car, the pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
Well, I go out to because I realize Rob and Carrie are going to be driving this thing with the TV in it. I open up the passenger side door, and I ask you not when I tell you that a mountain of garbage comes piling out on the ground. I am talking about jackets, socks.
This was on Sunday, and on Thursday he had cleaned it out.
Jackets, socks, banana peels, Slurpee cups, fast food wrappers.
No, I found notes from school that were dated December.
We're talking about paychecks from where he works. Very important.
Which we kept for ourselves.
Yeah, very important tax information.
Ah, very good.
That, you know, like he's supposed to bring home so that, you know, good dear old dad doesn't get audited, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm still waiting to happen any day now. I'm not kidding. The garbage in my kid's car on the passenger side in the pickup truck went from the floor where you put your feet to the ceiling. I opened the door and it came out, and I was standing in the garage. This was, he wasn't even at home. He spent the night out on Saturday night at a friend's house. I was standing in the garage, and I was just screaming, this effing kid. I know that I'm a slob, but I'm not a slob. I've had it with this effing kid. And Frida comes out and she goes, why are you yelling? And I said, honey, I'm not yelling at you.
I'm mad at the dirt.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just pissed at this.
And, you know, I find it so entertaining because you were, when we married, just as big a slob.
All right, but I've changed. You know, come on.
Well, yeah, but you're 43, darling.
Give me my props. I am.
You're 43. Let's assume.
You know what? Even at my slobbiest, I never would have had a car.
You have done more messy things than he's done. I can trump any card that he does with things that you've done. Any man.
Right, well, then.
Remember the apartment in L.A. when I looked under the cushion and I found old Gino's pizza rolls all stuffed in the cushions?
No. Just the boxes.
The food themselves?
Just the boxes.
No, it had food in there.
I don't recall that.
Remember when it was your job to clean out the cat box?
Okay.
Remember where you put the leave-ins, and I didn't know it till spring came?
Where did you put the leave-ins?
No, I don't remember.
On the balcony.
On the balcony.
All lined up. Weeks of bags of leave-ins that you didn't want to walk. I don't know.
All right. All right, well, listen, anyway, come on now. I thought we were a team now. You were as perfect as I was yesterday.
But I don't want you to be too hard on Bart. I mean, a normal kid. Don't be too hard. I mean, he's messy, and we punished him, and we took his paycheck,
We did.
Took his paycheck.
Yeah, because he found it in the bottom, and obviously he didn't care about it.
Right.
So, it was all fine.
What
we didn't blow a gasket.
We bagged up all of his stuff.
Right.
We got these trash bags, and we bagged up all this garbage. We went down to his room. We just poured it out all over his bed.
No, we didn't. We left the bag in his room. I wouldn't let you. I know you wanted to do that, but I wouldn't let you. We put it there.
Leave it in his room and took the phone out of his room and said, when he got home, said, and I love playing this game with my kids, because when he comes home, it's when Carrie and Rob are there, and he came in, and he said, hi, you know, with his phony, hi, how you doing? And I said, hey, I need to talk with you. And he said, about what? I said, let's wait until Rob and Carrie leave. Help us move this TV. So, like, the whole time, he's like, what? What's the problem? I said, hey, Buzz, there's no problem. There's... need to talk to you after Rob and Carrie leave, because I know
kind of setting him up for it.
I know that drives me crazy when someone does that to me. So so we get the TV loaded up, and Rob and Carrie and Julia take off, and they've got the TV, and they've got the truck, and we said to them, listen, no telephone in your room, because all that garbage, and there are two gigantic garbage bags from your car, and there's another gigantic garbage bag from your room. Clean this crap up. Anyway, the point is,
He took it good-naturedly with yes sirs and took care of it.
Yeah, he did. No, he's a good boy. Yeah. He did. He was not thrilled about the fact that we took his paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it means that little to you, well, then, gotta learn you.
Yeah.
Now, do you get to cash that?
Well, I made him sign the, you know, I had to kind of hold a weapon to his head, but he signed the back of it.
Oh, good. So now it's yours.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to take it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've got a pedicure and a manicure in my future.
You know, it's not an astronomical amount of money. He's got a part-time job. It was like $45, but still, you know, we'll take it. So the point of all of this is that last week, she had him so wound up that she was in the bathtub crying.
No, he had me so wound up.
Yeah. Right. Bart had her so wound up. She was in the bathtub crying when we were up in New York and stuff, and I told her, I said, you know, listen, if Bart's going to be a normal kid and is going to start treating us like you know, like we don't exist, then, you know, for God's sake, you've been married to me for 20 years. I'll step up. You know, you've got the stuff you want to do. I'll do it with you. And I will put to the test on Saturday. And
the art lecture.
Yeah, money where your mouth is, and I'm so impressed.
Came through with flying colors.
It's impressive.
Came through with flying colors.
That's sitting for 2 hours in an art lecture is above and beyond the call of duty.
Oh. You know, and after he had driven back from New York that day and was tired anyway.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What can I say?
He's the greatest husband in the world.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, my sweetheart.
And then...
how's that feel?
Wow. Feels pretty nice, Mike.
That's terrific.
Feels pretty nice.
That is fantastic.
He can give you all lessons.
The down moment.
Now I'm going to barf.
The down moment of the weekend was there's this, a lot of the stuff, my cave where we had this new TV put in, we painted the walls, repainted the thing, and we had to go back through and put all the books back on the bookshelf and hang some pictures up. You'll see it this weekend when you guys come over. Right. The room is now less a tribute to me.
Oh, really? It's more of a generic room now?
It used to be like, you know, hey, look at me. Look at all my awards. Aren't I great? Here's all the pictures of me with people. And,
right.
And now it's more of a normal room.
No, you know what? He's a great guy in a clean room now. You won't recognize him when you come over.
One of the things that we got rid of was this old audio cabinet. One of those things you go to Best Buy and you buy this thing and it takes you like 8 hours to put it together.
It'd be like a stereo cabinet?
Yeah, because it's got freaking magnets in it. It's got the glass doors that have the magnets on it.
Yeah, a stereo cabinet is really probably the most difficult
thing. I'm going to hang up and listen now.
All right,
okay?
Bye, honey. All right, sweetie. Love you.
I'm meeting a friend for lunch.
All right, love you.
I love you, too.
All right, see you later.
All right.
So, she says to me, take that down to the curb so the garbage man throws it away. Mm-hmm. Now, she says to me before I wheel this down, she says, you better think about taking those glass doors off. And I said, nah, no problem. Come on. I'm not that uncoordinated.
Right.
So I get the thing over the couple of steps out front of the house. I get halfway down the driveway, and both of the glass doors fall out of this thing.
Shatter.
And I mean a gazillion pieces of glass all over my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
All over the driveway, like you wouldn't believe. So, I think, I've made a mistake. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up to the house. I'm going to get a broom, and I'm going to get a hefty bag.
Right.
I go up to the house. I get a broom. I get a hefty bag. What I do is I'm out there for 45 minutes. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
With a little wristband, and I'm realizing, and I'm going from, because it's a gigantic area of the driveway that has this glass that is splattered. Well, what's happened is, as I am putting the glass inside the hefty bag, and I'm picking it up every time and moving to the next location, what I am not realizing is, it's glass.
Yeah. Are you kind of dragging it?
No, I'm not dragging it at all. It's just, there are some large pieces.
And it's slicing the hefty bag. Right.
And at one point, as I am just about done with this task, which has taken me 45 minutes, I pick the bag up, and the bottom of the bag opens up, and all of the glass...
Very sad.
All of the glass, again, goes all over the place. So what I did at that point was, and I'm expecting major surgery for one of my animals very soon, what I did was I scooped up about half the amount of glass that I did the first time, all of the big shards,
right?
But the little pieces
are still there.
No, I just broomed them into the grass.
Into the grass.
Yeah. Well, maybe a deer will get a little shard of glass in its foot.
Just
in its paw, you know.
Just broom them. Broom them into the grass.
And I need a butcher knife.
And because we had just gone through this thing with my kid and you know his car being all messy and everything.
Right.
I was standing there. He was standing in the driveway watching me do this, not wanting to help me with this job. And I'm holding this bag, and the bag breaks, and all of the glass comes out. And I see him, and he's not. Now, He's not going to laugh, okay?
No, he knows he's in the doghouse anyway.
He is not going to laugh. But on the other hand, I said to him, how about a hand? And he said, how about a hand? And I said,
wow.
How about a hand? And he said, I'm sorry, I got to clean my room.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so...
So you rub your nose in it.
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. A little bit. But, Rob, that is a beautiful, beautiful child you have. I know I say it all the time. I will say it again. Your baby's beautiful.
I all but loved it. Oh, that? I thought you were talking about the TV you gave me.
No. Your daughter, Julia.
Yeah, she is pretty incredible and getting really big and long and so strong. There's a toy she was not wanting to part with just yesterday, and it was
the TV set.
Something of a struggle. Oh, but she did, when she saw the TV set, screamed joyfully. It was about the happiest she's ever been.
It's genetic.
She is her father's own daughter, so that's marvelous. She's a good girl.
She's walking now and everything.
Happy.
Just gotta hold. She'll just like grab your tip of your finger for security.
Is your Super Bowl party kid friendly? Is it a kid friendly function?
Bring your kids.
All right. Absolutely.
But don't let them play in the yard.
I know. I'll keep them out of the front yard. With bare feet.
Hello, Donna Mitchell. Bring your kids. I will box each of them up.
Kennels.
Hello, Donna Mitchell.
Cages.
Kennels.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you and Frieda should give Bud back his paycheck.
Too bad.
if he was walking around the house and found like your wallet sitting around, or found like money, and he took like $10, I mean.
Do you have children of your own, sir?